Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers.
Everything you're doing there, I have to explain to a room full of men whose first and last question is how can this be used against us?
Kangaroo.
What is that?
In 1770, Captain James Cook's ship ran aground off the coast of Australia, and he led a party into the country, and they met the Aboriginal people. One of the sailors pointed at the animals that hop around and put their babies in their pouch, and he asked what they were, and the Aborigines said, kangaroo. It wasn't until later that they learned that kangaroo means, I don't understand.
I can sell that for now.
Yeah.
And remember what happened to the Aborigines? A more advanced race nearly wiped them out.
It's a good story.
Thanks. It's not true. But it proves my point.
That was Amy Adams, Forrest Whitaker, and Jeremy Renner in a scene from the new science fiction film, Arrival. The film has been doing remarkably well despite its modest budget, initial distribution, and subject matter.
Arrival is not your typical alien invasion movie, although it shows the potential reactions across the globe when it comes to making contact. The film contains no space travel, no battles between humanity and extraterrestrial life, and no secret superweapon to be used against one another. Instead, it's all about language. There are more than 6,800 languages on Earth, and we have trouble communicating with each other. How the heck would we talk to aliens?
Our film contributor Dave Lurson sat down with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski and started his reflection of the film with an excerpt of his review from the Shepherd Express.
In Hollywood, if nowhere else in the cosmos, aliens descend from the ramps of their saucers, addressing onlookers in English. Perhaps the extraterrestrial intruders listened intently to National Public Radio as they drew their plans against us. If they are humanoids, they might even have enrolled in an advance guard in English as a second language courses. Why do screenwriters imagine that intelligent aliens, if such beings are found to exist, think or communicate in ways easily comprehensible to us? The new film Arrival is intriguing for taking an entirely different approach.
With Arrival, it was the first sci-fi movie involving aliens that were benevolent, from what I recall.
And well, E.T.
I suppose. But to me, E.T. is terrifying. But with this movie, it is all centered around the approach of language as a key, not here's a super weapon. There's a weapon of sorts, but it's not what people think. And it's kind of taking this different approach, as you say. Are you kind of surprised by how well it's doing based on that it's not a typical alien invade battle scene sci-fi movie?
Well, yes. And I think one of the many gratifying things about this film to me is that it is spreading in an old-fashioned kind of way by word of mouth, by people who saw it on opening weekend or the first week and talked to their friends, and it just kind of fans out from there. That's the way many movies in the past have found an audience, and it's not happening as much lately where most things are driven by hype campaigns and you're either into this and you go right away and you're a super fan, you come back five times and see this superhero movie or whatever it may be. This movie is an intelligent film. I don't think it's a great movie on the level of the great films of all time. It falls short of 2001: A Space Odyssey, I think, from a cinematic standpoint. But it is that rarity in Hollywood these days of a movie that really makes you think about things and a movie that's worth talking about, hence the word-of-mouth spread of attention this movie has gotten.
Definitely makes you think. My brain was reeling even after the film. Regarding the whole cinematic aspect, they kind of pay homage to 2001 Space Odyssey and like some certain film angles, but they had a pretty modest budget of $47 million and has grossed so far $105.2 million worldwide. So do you think that it wasn't the best movie, cinematically speaking, as you spoke about just before, because of its modest budget? Or do you think if they had an even bigger budget that it would have still had the very few selective sets?
I think they did a wonderful job. The director, Canadian director, did a wonderful job within a modest budget. I don't think flashy special effects would have helped my appreciation of the film. I think that to me, the secondary cast was very flat, if not caricatured in some ways. Amy Adams, of course, as the star, I think, gave a worthwhile performance that probably going back to see this movie more than once, which I have not had time to do yet, but I plan to do that. I think that, the more you see this movie, I have a feeling the more you will derive from it, and that includes the subtle performance by Amy Adams. I do think the film would have benefited by a more dynamic secondary cast, including better written characterizations for them. So that would be the weakness that I would cite in this film, keeping it from 5 stars or whatever the highest rank would be. It certainly is the most interesting, and I'll say for me the best science fiction movie in quite some time.
What did you think of Jeremy Renner's character? He played a theoretical physicist that was Amy Adams' second, so to speak. Well, he wasn't the focus, but he was another main character.
Yeah, I found that to be a flat performance. I mean, maybe when I go see it again, I'll see something there. But I didn't really find that character to be terribly interesting, except, I mean, his purpose seemed to be just to have somebody that she could talk to once in a while, so I would have liked to have more discussion between them. There was a hint of that at the beginning when they first met, disagreements or, different theories about the meaning of it all. I would have liked to have had more of that in the film.
Also, I think more discussion amongst the linguists. This film is centered around translating this alien language, mainly in, I suppose we could call it the written form. It's kind of these ink splots that hover in their atmosphere in the spaceship. And immediately everyone on the ground, in the U.S. tense at least, are cooperating, going full force, as you mentioned. And the only conflict we get is maybe from the outside world reaction of aliens coming, or perhaps some dissenters within the military camp. But
or
not
the talk,
as
the
much
talk
tension.
Radio person. Don't,
yes.
Let's not forget about the Rush Limbaugh parody that is going on there, stirring up resentments against our weak president and so on. Very timely at this moment too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think the movie. I have not read the short story on which the movie is based, and I'm told that the short story does not get into the possibility of military conflict with the aliens, but focuses almost entirely on the linguistic aspect of it. I think that to turn a story like that into a film that would have an audience, I can certainly see why the director and screenwriter wanted to put this around the story to make it more engaging or to add an aspect of drama to it that might otherwise be lacking in a movie. And linguistics, of course, is a very complicated subject once you get into theories of the origin of language. And in our planet, at least, are human beings unique in the ability to have language? We know that animals communicate, but is that language? I mean, it's just an endlessly fascinating area. And I think that there would be difficulties in trying to distill the main points or challenges into a film that moves along from one thing to another. So it's a challenging topic to undertake, and I certainly take my hat off to all the people who, were engaged in this and whoever greenlit this project and came up with the budget for it.
One thing I was interested in when I was watching it initially was like, who came up with this story? Just the many layers, the linguistics aspect. And then once I saw it was based on the short story and then built out from there, it was quite an undertaking. How do you think the screenwriter did in morphing that around it? Because it doesn't dumb it down for audiences.
No.
It's an intelligent movie, as you say, but it's also understandable for audiences.
Yeah, I don't think that people, will get lost in this. I think it puts a complicated thing in very simple terms. And maybe if you wanted to critique it, you would say, well, this is too simple. It would have been much harder. It'll be much harder if something of this ever happens to try to find the beginnings of communication with a species of intelligent life that's utterly unlike us. I mean, what they did in this movie was it's kind of like the way that Egyptian hieroglyphs were initially translated. They found a Greek and Egyptian side by side on the Rosetta Stone, and they could recognize a word and then another one, and they pieced together a sense of hieroglyphics and translating them from these small beginnings. And I think the attack of this film was very much influenced by that. But again, with the Rosetta Stone and ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics, you're dealing with you know, people who live on our planet. I mean, it's a lot easier than trying to, you know, imagine what inky black squiggles being put out by octopoid-like creatures would mean. And just the whole, you know, mind-melding aspect of a first encounter with something like that. I think the movie did many things very well, including, you know, the excitement and the tension, the uncertainty. You know, you're in this sort of chamber facing them through, I guess, sort of a plexiglass wall.
Mm-hmm.
And are they, you know, friendly or not? You know, I guess you could speculate if this would really happen. If they were unfriendly, wouldn't they just attack right away, maybe? I mean, so why are they waiting? You know, so I guess that to me would be an indicator that maybe they want to establish friendly relations with us, but I don't know. I mean, I think it would be fascinating if this ever happens to really to know, to project ahead, how would governments and how would people feel about
right.
such a thing?
It predicted reactions, you know, everything from the government of China being at the ready to fire the ships out of the sky if mm-hmm. it would have even worked. But you mentioned in your review that in all previous alien movies, why do screenwriters imagine that aliens, if they do exist, whether we think that's a possibility or not, would communicate in ways easily comprehensible to us, like in English? It's like, mm-hmm. if we are not the only system here and there are extraterrestrial life forms, we can't expect them to adhere to English. So I thought this was a good way to point out it's much bigger than what we think they should adhere to when
right.
they contact us.
Right, exactly. And of course, the subtext of all of this is understanding. You know, I mean, we can just think about this in terms of our own planet. Is it possible that if we understood each other better, if we, so to speak, spoke each other's languages, I mean, not literally necessarily, but made the effort to try to understand, you know, groups of people who seem to be contending with us in some way, that we could arrive at a happier situation than many of us feel we're in right now. So I think the movie, in a low-key way, conveys that kind of message also.
I was reading a few reviews of it, and one term I really liked that applied to here was that it's soulful sci-fi. This is kind of a different sci-fi classification because there's no space battles. It's not the impending doom of the Earth, despite what some characters mm-hmm. in the movie might have thought. But it really comes down to a few characters, the aliens, and it comes down to language and understanding and a whole different type of gift of technology.
Right. As far as technology goes, one of the problems with a lot of science fiction writing, as well as the movies, you know, derived from it, is this the whole kind of gobbledygook jargon, and you attempt to explain how it's possible to have a starship going faster than the speed of light and all these various devices and this make-believe lingo, which has never been very convincing to me, at least not in most cases. So this movie avoids all of that. We're not so much interested in the technology, what kind of propulsion unit enabled the aliens to come here, but the fact is, here they are, and what do they want? How do we speak with them?
Do you foresee any nods for awards with this?
I think it definitely should get some nods. Possibly, I guess it would be an adapted screenplay since it's based on a short story. So I certainly hope so. I think it's been a very poor season for Oscar nominations thus far. Fewer movies, it seems, are being released in the second half of this year and in the fall than normal. And most of them have very little to recommend themselves. I mean, it's been a very bad year overall. So I hope that there'll be a lot of December 31st, December 25th releases. And, you know, regardless of that, I think that this movie should be considered by the appropriate nominating committees at the Academy for something, and maybe adapted screenplay might be the obvious one.
If anything, do you think it belongs in the canon of essential sci-fi movies
yes.
to have on your shelf?
Yes, I think so. And I think it's a movie that will have appeal to people who don't normally go to science fiction movies. Because, again, it deals with not hardware and not, you know, cliches about space travel and aliens, but it touches on much deeper subjects.
Well, I look forward to seeing it a second time, as you do, to digest this even more. But thanks for coming in to talk about Arrival.
Thank you, Audrey.
Dave Lurson is the arts and entertainment editor for The Shepherd Express. He is also author of the I Hate Hollywood blog and our regular film contributor.